buddies. Guess who didn't get security clearance to work on the giant space laser?
What happened?
Apparently the background interviews didn't go well. You guys wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Well, actually, I may have gotten a little tipsy when I talked to her.
I may have hit on her a little bit.
I may have thrown up rum cake on her shoes.
I see. Well, it's good to know. When I need you guys, I can always count on you to step up and ruin everything.
I feel awful.
No, me too.
To tell you the truth, I thought if anyone was going to screw things up for Howard, it'd be Sheldon.
Well, your expectations have been subverted. Uh-huh.
What are you doing up?
Sleep eludes me, Leonard.
Really? Maybe sleep has met you before.
Mockery? That's all you have to offer?
Sorry, why can't you sleep?
Who knows? I haven't watched any scary movies recently. I'm no longer obsessing over why the predicted mass of the quantum vacuum has little effect on the expansion of the universe. And it's been weeks since I took that accidental sip of Red Bull.
Something happened today that's bothering you?
Well, I did mention the Mars rover incident to that FBI agent and probably cost Howard his security clearance.
What?
But why should that keep me up?
Because you feel guilty?
Interesting. So you're saying my insomnia is caused by a guilty conscience?
Actually, you don't have insomnia. You're sleeping now.
Excuse me?
You're having a guilt-ridden dream.
Do you have any evidence to support that hypothesis?
How about that Gorn sitting on the couch?
That seems fairly conclusive.
No, Gorn, no. That's where I sit.
Thank you for agreeing to see me, Agent Page.
Thank you for filing a complaint with my superior, Dr. Cooper. I understand you want to recant your statement about Howard Wolowitz?
Yes.
Was your statement untrue?
No.
Then I'm afraid you can't withdraw it.
I'm sorry. I don't recall you saying no backsies.
Is there anything else?
Yes. I'd like to offer a laudatory statement about Howard's many excellent qualities that I believe will tip the scales back in his favor. Howard Joel Wolowitz. H is for honesty, of which he has much. O's for outstanding, which he is such. W's for witty, he's quick with a joke. A's for artistic, his ability...
I'm sorry, Dr. Cooper, this matter is already closed.
But I still have Erd Joel Wolowitz left to go.
It's closed.
Yeah, I don't understand why you people are picking on my friend Howard when there are much more serious security threats to pursue. For instance, when I first met Leonard, he was on the verge of giving away rocket secrets to a North Korean spy, and not one agent ever investigated that.
This is Leonard Hofstadter?
No, it's a different Leonard. He's Chinese, red hair, six fingers. Goodbye. Raj, have you seen Howard?
I think he's eating lunch. Sheldon, I want you to meet Neil deGrasse Tyson from the Hayden Planetarium in New York.
I'm quite familiar with Dr. Tyson. He's responsible for the demotion of Pluto from planetary status. I liked Pluto. Ergo, I do not like you.
But I actually didn't demote Pluto. That was a vote of the International Astronomical Union.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Think about that, Dr. Tyson.
Is that the guy you were telling me about?
Oh, yeah.
Howard, the person at fault for you not getting a security clearance is me.
You?
Yes, but before you get upset, I want you to know I went to the FBI and retracted my statement.
Well, and they were okay with that?
No, if anything, I made it worse. In any case, I have been riddled with guilt, which is causing Gorn-infested REM sleep, so I'm here now to say I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me? You've set my career back at least 2 years, and you think you can make it right with I'm sorry?
Yes. I followed the social protocol. I attempted to right the wrong, and when I failed to do so, I delivered a heartfelt apology. Now, you say, apology accepted, and I will offer you a one-time-only high five.
apology is not accepted.
You're tricking me. It really is, isn't it?
Leave me alone, Sheldon.
Dr. Cooper, I just wanted you to know I'm sorry for the role I played in the Pluto matter.
Oh, shut up.
Sheldon?
Hello.
What are you doing here?
I have troubles, Penny. I've come to pour them out to the sympathetic ear of the local barkeep.
You know, they have a really nice bar over at the Olive Garden.
I don't like the Olive Garden. They treat me like family.
Okay, Sheldon, what can I get you?
Alcohol.
Could you be a little more specific?
Ethyl alcohol. 40 milliliters.
I'm sorry, honey, I don't know milliliters.
Yeah, blame President James Jimmy Carter. He started America on a path to the metric system, but then just gave up. He wonders why he was a one-term president.
Would you say that's about 40 milliliters?
More or less.
Great. Now, where were we?
I believe you were about to ask me to choose a cocktail. Fortunately, thanks to computer-savvy alcoholics, there's an app for that. Let's see. Harvey Wallbanger. Sex on the beach. I hardly think so. Rob Roy. Silk Slipper. Mad Hatter. Ooh. I have a Rosewater Ricky.
A what?
You'll need pitted, brandied cherries, gin, rosewater, Angostura bitters, and overproofed rum. Now, first, dust the cherries with sugar, then spray them with a mixture of rum and bitters. Then ignite the rum.
There you go. One rosewater Ricky.
That's not how it looks in the picture.
Oh, yeah, you know, every bartender makes it differently. Why don't you give it a try?
All right. To the metric system. I can't taste the cherries.
All right. Sheldon, what's on your mind?
I wronged Howard, and he won't accept my apology.
Oh, right, that. Yes, Leonard told me. Sorry, honey.
Penny, you face failure on a daily basis. How do you cope?
I drink.
To drinking. Nope. If only there were some way to force Howard to accept my apology so I could escape this miasma of guilt.
You know, sometimes stuff just happens and there's nothing you can do about it. For example, Lisa Peterson hasn't talked to me since the 11th grade because no matter how much you apologize, you can't go back and undry hump someone's boyfriend.
I see. You're saying I'm facing Starfleet Academy's unwinnable command scenario, the Kobayashi Maru.
Exactly. Sometimes you can't win.
Captain Kirk won.
Kirk cheated.
Impressive that you know that. It's hard to believe I'm actually having this conversation with you.
Right there with you.
Kirk beat the Kobayashi Maru by reprogramming the simulator. That's it.
What?
I'll reprogram Howard. What?
Sheldon, you can't reprogram people.
But no, you can't reprogram people. To James Tiberius Kirk. Hello, all.
Hello.
Hey.
Howard, you're feeling better about me today, aren't you?
Not really.
Yes, you are. I'm using neuro-linguistic programming to modify your thought patterns.
Go away, Sheldon.
There's a $9.95 ebook down the drain.
What's in the bag?
It's for Howard.
No. Sheldon, you can't fix this with gifts.
Nevertheless, I've hurt you, and whether you forgive me or not, I want you to have this.
You're giving me a couch cushion?
No, the cushion is merely symbolic. I'm giving you my spot on the couch.
But you love that spot.
No, I love my mother. My feelings for my spot are much greater. It is the singular location in space around which revolves my entire universe. And now it's yours.
Oh my God, dude, now you have to forgive him.
All right, apology accepted.
High five. Not too hard. Thank you.
I haven't cried like this since Toy Story 3.
I gotta tell you, Sheldon, I understand why you chose this spot. I mean, the temperature's good, but there's no draft. I can see the television, but I can still talk to...
I changed my mind. Get out of my spot.
How long?
94 seconds.